presents this unabridged recording of Clock Dance by Anne Tyler. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. Part 1. Willett Drake and Sonia Bailey were selling candy bars door to door. This was for the Herbert Malone Elementary School Orchestra. If they sold enough, the orchestra would get to travel to the regional competitions in Harrisburg. Willa had never been to Harrisburg, but she liked the harsh, gritty sound of the name. Sonia had been, but had no memory of it because she was a baby at the time. Both of them swore they would absolutely die if they didn't get to go now. Willa played the clarinet. Sonia played the flute. They were 11 years old. They lived two blocks from each other in Lark City, Pennsylvania, which wasn't a city at all or even much of a town, and in fact didn't even have sidewalks, except on the one street where the stores were. In Willa's mind, sidewalks were huge. She planned never to live in a place without them after she was grown. Because of the lack of sidewalks, they weren't allowed to walk on the roads after dark. So they set out in the afternoon, Willa lugging a carton of candy bars and Sonia holding a manila envelope for the money they hoped to make. They started from Sonia's house, where they'd first had to finish their homework. Sonia's mother made them promise to head back as soon as the sun, pale as milk anyhow in mid-February, fell behind the scratchy trees on top of Burt Kane Ridge. Sonia's mother was kind of a worrier, much more so than Willa's mother. The plan was that they would begin far off on Harper Road and end up back in their own neighborhood. Nobody in the orchestra lived on Harper Road, and they were thinking they could make a killing if they got there before the others. This was Monday, the very first day of the candy drive. Most of the others would probably wait till the weekend. The top three sellers would win a three-course dinner with Mr. Budd, their music teacher, in a downtown Harrisburg restaurant, all expenses paid. The houses on Harper Road were newish. Ranch style, they were called. They were all on one level and made of brick. And the people who lived there were newish, too, most of them employed by the furniture factory that had opened over in Garrettville a couple of years ago. Willa and Sonia didn't know a one of them, and this was a good thing, because then they wouldn't feel so self-conscious pretending to be salesmen.